with Martin Besser.
It's the houses for medical advancement and scientific advancement here in South Africa. I want to share the story with you of Johan van Wyk, who had South Africa's first mechanical heart device implant. Om je meer te vertellen op je leiding, ik ga gauw beginnen bij Johan. Morgen Johan, hoe gaat dit?
Morgen.
Hoe lijkt het? Jij is daarna bij Paddo in die Kaap, verstaan ik?
Ja, nou bij ja.
Vertel eens voor allemaal hierboe en al wat luister vanochtend, wat is je story? What led up to this point where you received this South African first implant? Jij hebt die nieuws gekregen over je hart toen je nog al redelijk jong was.
Ja, ik was ongeveer 10 jaar terug gediagnosticeerd met heart failure.
Oké.
Ja, en toen ben ik zo aangegaan, die mijn functie was zo 35% geweest.
Sure.
En toen mag ze in ieder geval tot die jaren nog maar gegaan heeft, zodat ik griep niet goed kreeg, elke keer pak je hartseer. En ja, toen is het nou al gekomen dat mijn hart net zo omtrent 18%, onder 8% daar gaan zitten. En toen ja, toen moest het allemaal kiezen maken.
En het is slecht niet om zo jong ouderdom om zo bekommerd te wees voor jou hart. So toen je niet deurkomt dat al die type van operatie is, you know, this kind of surgery that's possible and that you could receive it. I mean, dat was zeker baie goeie nieuws voor jou geweest en familie.
Ja, ik heb niet daarom, ik heb niet daar gewoon zo gedacht, maar ja. Maar ja, want ze precies weet je moet gaan. Die medisch moet keren voor het geven en al dat goed. Zo, ik heb niet erg mijn hoop erop gezet in. Maar ja, dus was gelukkig geweest dat die medisch toegestemd gedaan.
Oké.
Ja.
Goed, en gestemd. En zeg graag voor mij, hoe lang was die operatie?
Ik is niet 100% zeker, nee, maar ik denk dat het omtrent 4 tot 6 uur.
Dat is een goede dokter nou vraag. En na die tijd, wat was die verschil geweest? Hoe het je gevoel?
Ja, die eerste paar weken is nogal taf.
Oké. Okay.
Ik heb er in goed is. Maar na die paar weken krijg je voelt dus nieuwe energie in jouw lijf. Dus je kan meer mobile.
Sure.
Dus je voor je, ja. Okay, ik heb niet zo erg, ik weet, ervaren als wat anders in mijn conditie zou gezet het en zo. Dus zeker maar omdat mijn lijf meer gewoon geraakt het aan die gevoel, dat ik niet erg gevoel het wat ik eindelijk moet voelen. Nee. So, ja, maar ik heb achterna achterkomen met die stelsel in, dat ik meer energie gevoel en ik kan meer lopen en meer dingen doen.
En hoe moet jij nou jou leven of routine veranderen? Is dat zeker goed wat jij moet wegblijven van of vermij?
Kijk, eerst moet ik mechanisch en de computer stelt je batterij pakken goed. Als je zo, of je kan nou niet gaan zwemmen of traf of enig iets als dat niet. Want dit is een pompje wat onder je hart vastgemaakt is. So dat enige skokking of enige werking wat fysisch impact maak op die ding is dan nie nadelig vir die pomp.
Dr. Willie Koen op die ander lyn, the cardiothoracic surgeon who performed this groundbreaking surgery. Dr. Willie, goeiemôre.
Goeiemôre.
Dankie dat julle so vroeg opstaan om met almal van ons te deel. Yeah. Ons almal is nou so nuuskierig. Ek het nou vir Johan gevra, sê hy, is nie seker geweest hoe lank die operasie was nie, maar het was nogal 'n proses geweest, nê?
Ja, dis maar 'n lang prosedure, jy weet, dit het omtrent seker so 4 ure gevat, ja, die hele operasie.
And they say that this is a first for South Africa. So dit is nogal baie baie druk op jou en jou span geweest.
Ja, look, the major problem that we have with this whole organ transplantation thing is that we just don't have enough organs. And this is not, it's not just a South African problem, it's a worldwide problem. There's just not enough donor organs to help the people. And as a result, they started doing artificial heart research about 50 years ago already.
Sure.
Hulle het al met die eerste kindshart het al ingeplant en omtrent op dieselfde tyd wat professor Chris Barnard die eerste hartoortplante gedoen het, het hulle al met kunsarte gewerk. En op daai stadium was daar twee skole gewees. Een skool het gedink, miskien moet ons gaan met hartoortplantings en ander skool het gesê ons gaan met meganiese harte. But you know the advancements in medical technology at that stage wasn't that fast. En met die gevolg is dat die goed het nou met al ons nuwe battery tegnologie en wifi en alles het nou skielik het dit nou verbeter. So ons kon nou 'n nuwe toerusting kry om nou vir mense te help.
In the most layman's terms possible, like dumb it down for me, what is a mechanical heart? What does it mean?
So it actually, you know, Prof. Chris Barnard always said, the heart is like a pump. So, and this is exactly the same. It's just another little pump. It pumps blood. So it takes the blood out of the left ventricle and it pumps it back into the aorta. So it's just a circulation. It just takes blood because the heart can't pump it. So it's a small little pump. It's a little bit bigger than a golf ball, and we implant it into the apex of the left heart, and then through the skin comes a small little drive line or a battery line.
Okay.
And that connects to two batteries.
Oh.
And so those two batteries are then carried by the patient on his side or on his shoulder or whatever.
How is this going to advance? I mean, how is this going to change? I'm presuming at some point that battery pack that's outside, you might want to put it inside.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you can imagine already, 40 years ago, these batteries were like massive. They were standing there like a desk next to the patient.
Yeah.
Then they got smaller. We started, in fact, with our first type of implants already in the year 2000, 20 years ago. But at that stage, the pump and the battery and everything was standing next to the patient like a big console.
And
then the batteries got smaller and smaller and smaller, and now they are so small that the patient can carry them with, you know, concealing them. You can hardly see the batteries. And our next step is to get these batteries so small that you can implant the battery.
Of course.
And that is where we're heading now.
Unbelievable. And you're happy with Johan's progress and health at this stage?
Johan is amazing. You know, Johan is a very brave guy. He never complained. He just realized that he was just, you know, he couldn't carry on like that anymore. And we had to admit Johan several times to the hospital where his heart just couldn't do anything anymore. And eventually when we implanted this, Johan said, you know, I understand, let's go for it. And we put it in, and he was fighting every day. He was cooperating very nicely, and he was always positive. And I think his positivity, and especially his wife, they made an excellent team, wonderful team.
Johan, stem jy saam, my vrou van jou.
Ja, sy is dan, sy is Esther.
Maar hoorie, en Dr. Koen, I say, but obviously, you know, there are certain implications, like, you know, staying away from swimming water and you know, exercise and obviously getting the heart rate up too much. Gelukkig is julle in die Kaap, so die storm misschien nie vir julle baie, baie excitement op die stadion nie. Dit hou jou redelijk gemiddeld daar, so Johan.
Ja, dis wat snel is nie. Is my heel rustiger hier so, ja.
Baie rustiger in die Kaap.
Ja.
Dit is ongelooflik, Johan. Ek sê vir jou, baie dankie vir jou tyd en Dr. Koen. Wat, net gaan voor ek jou laat gaan, dokter. In termen van, ek en nou praat is hier van die mechaniese deel van die hart en soan. Waarna kan ons uitsien? I mean, dit is amper soos, I mean, it's like the start of the, you know, like the bionic man. Weet, waarna ons begin half machine, half mens raak. Waar gaan dit eindig? What could surprise us in terms of technology over the next couple of years?
Look, at the moment we see still the human as systems. So you have a cardiac system, you've got a respiratory system, you've got a renal system, you've got a liver. Each one works as a system. So as far as the cardiac system, we've got it now to a point where you can basically implant it We still need the outside battery, but we're aiming now to get it completely implantable. The kidney, we already have a dialysis. So, but a dialysis machine is massive. Standing next to the patient, it's a huge thing. But again, it's amazing. A kidney, people go three times a week for dialysis, and they can do this for years and years and years and years, and they can be disconnected. They don't need it every day. But this is also getting smaller. It's also getting more advanced. We don't know at what point will we be able to have a small little dialysis machine that you can implant. As far as lungs, we also have artificial lung. We call that an ECMO. So this is still also a very big device. You can implant it onto a patient, or you connect it to a patient. It also takes over the circulation. And instead of the patient breathing, this machine just puts the oxygen back into the blood. So we also already have a mechanical component for that. So gradually there's a mechanical solution for every system, but and for the brain, I mean, we've got a computer, but we still struggle to connect the computer to the brain directly. But there are places in the world. There's a research center where actually they stick a lot of little electrodes on your brain, and they tell you to think of a horse, and then there's a computer screen, and then this picture of what you think comes up on the screen, but not very clear, but you can make out that it looks like a horse. So I mean, this is just very early steps. I mean, we know all these sci-fi movies and everything, where eventually but I think slowly, if you think where we were 50 years ago and where we now, you can work out where we will be in about 50 years time.
Nou luister, Dr. Koen, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Johan, soos jy daar gesê het, jy dadelik begin energie voel en motivering, ek is seker daarvan. Geniet die lewe, geniet die lewe saam met jou familie, natuur, die mooie Kaap, Suid-Afrika, en ek is so bly, hier het alles so mooi uitgewerk. Dankie vir jou tyd, hoor.
En baie dankie.
Cheers, Johan, baie dankie, dokter. Dr. Willie Koen and Johan van Wyk. Johan van Wyk, the very first person in South Africa to get a mechanical implant into his heart, mechanical heart, if you will. How about that? Welcome to the year 2021. And we must just get them to talk to Eskom and stuff like that. Then I think it's all good. Hey, wake up. Yeah.
With Martin Bell.